welcome to season 6 of the Presently Engaged podcast. Here, you'll find short, friendly, Jesus-focused encouragement to live intentionally right where you are. I'm Mandy Pollack, and I'm really glad that you are here. In this episode, we will have a devotional thought sourced from life. Then we'll end the podcast with a scripture reading. I'll be reading from the English Standard Version of a passage. This will give us the opportunity to center our minds on Jesus and our hearts on His Word, because lives will change as we engage with God's Word. Would you be willing to share this podcast with someone you think might be encouraged by it? Listen in and then join me at presentlyengaged.com. I'm so grateful for your time and glad that you are here. This summer, I finished the 752-page History of Rome, Caesar and Christ, by Will Durant. It traces the history of the Roman civilization and the rise of Christianity from their beginnings to AD 325. Full of fascinating history and interesting anecdotes, the book charts the stories of Commodus, Trajan, Hadrian, Tiberius, and the rest, like any good history should. Now that the book is set aside and I'm on to my next read, one anecdote in particular sticks in my memory. Beginning in about 215 BC, Roman sumptuary laws were passed to prescribe and limit the display of wealth. They were designed in part to show the class and status of the populace of Rome. Initially, different classes were simply limited to how many different colors they could actually have on their clothing. Peasants could wear only one color, soldiers could wear two, the royal family could wear seven colors. As the years went by and Rome became more stratified, the rules became more and more specific. You could identify an individual by the style and color of the clothes they wore. Emperors wore purple, patricians donned white, senators wore a tunic with broad strips, military men wore a shorter tunic. A general in a triumph would display a toga with a gold border. Priests and priestesses wore a white toga with a purple band. A black toga identified a mourner. Women also revealed their marital status, number of children, social class, and wealth by the cut and color of their clothes. At one point in Roman history, Seneca recorded that there were plans to make all slaves to wear the same style of clothing. Estimates vary, but slaves in Rome during Seneca's lifetime, which was around 4 BC to AD 65, represented anywhere from between 30 and 40% of the entire population. After discussion, however, the plans were abandoned for this reason. They feared that the slaves would then realize how many of them there actually were. Brought from all corners of the empire and for all sorts of reasons, this huge percentage of souls living in Rome began to outnumber every other class of people. Their masters were so dependent on their slaves that they placed themselves in constant risk of death or insurrection by a huge portion of the population. Slave revolts did indeed happen, but when a historian today looks back at the dependence on the evil institution of slavery the Empire of Rome had in its latter days, we realize that slaves could have completely overthrown an empire. A risky, costly, full-scale revolt by Rome's slaves could have rewritten history. And if the slaves had indeed been forced to wear an identifying piece of clothing, that revolt might have happened. Chances are you will see another person today. Chances are you'll see several. What if the people you see today identified themselves by their clothing? Angry wore purple. If selfish wore yellow. If abused wore gold. Abuser wore red. If insecure wore pink. If immoral wore brown, if overwhelmed wore blue, and sorrowful wore black, what if gossip wore green? What color would you be wearing today? Whatever you put on this morning, you would be astounded by how many people you see today that would be wearing that same thing. The strong emotions you feel, the huge battles you face, you are not alone. Though you may feel isolated and solitary, every person you see today, if they were honest, would share that they experience similar feelings. If Satan let people wear a garment identifying the fears, insecurities, and temptations he planted in their lives, they would revolt. The enemy's enslavement would become apparent as people wear their battles on their sleeves. It's time to revolt. Bring it into the light, wear it on your sleeve, and then rip it to shreds. Speaking of style, of color and clothes, it's time for a style intervention. I have a pair of shoes that my older and more stylish sister calls my mom sandals. As the completely unstylish and casual person that I am, I have fielded the question, "Are you gonna wear that?" many times. So here I am, lovingly critiquing your style choices. That anger, are you gonna wear that? That insecurity, do you really want to wear it your whole life? That moral failure, it definitely looks uncomfortable. That fear, it's not your color, you know? When we verbalize our feelings and experiences in a safe place to God and to God's people, He gives the power to rip the wrong clothing to shreds. He gives us new clothing, a new identity, and a new name. Is Jesus your Savior? Have you trusted Him for cleansing from sin, freedom from fear, a home for eternity, and abundant life here and now? If so, you have new attire. Ephesians 4:20-24 puts it like this: "But that is not the way you learned Christ, assuming that you have heard about Him and were taught in Him as the truth is in Jesus, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness." Yes, I keep anger and selfishness and insecurity in the back of my closet right next to the jeans from my 20s I can't fit into anymore. There are times these things Velcro themselves to my clothes for the day. But I know the divine tailor who clothes me in His righteousness, holiness, and security. You, friend, are bought with a price. You are not your own. You are precious and delightful to your Savior. Put off anger, put off bitterness, put off falsehood, put off gossip. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and His truth today. And if you see someone wearing an uncomfortable style choice, maybe you can introduce them to your Jesus. Join me as we read Psalm 46 together. This is the word of the Lord. To the choir master of the sons of Korah, according to Alamoth, a song. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. Selah. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Lord Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage. The kingdoms totter. He utters His voice. The earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, for He has brought desolations on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Selah. You may feel like your future holds far more question marks than exclamation points. Life Purpose Planning is a 10-lesson course that helps young people define and fulfill their individual, God-given purpose and calling as they engage in life-changing service and prepare for world-changing impact. It's a tool for young world changers wondering, why am I here and what should I do about it? And it's a tool for parents and mentors who are looking for a way to intentionally pursue, understand, and support their high schooler or college students' dreams. Find out more at lifepurposeplanning.org and go change the world.